Li'uvlin, that was the name of a Mokam, that was the place where he was. Umotsu, they found Sheyoshev v'movri, they were sitting in a movri, Shein lo yele lechi yechet. There was only one lechi, like Kedina, the way we hold, they only had one lechi at the entrance. Omar loy, Reb Elezer said, B'ni, asei lechi acher. Go make another lechi. As Reb Elezer l'shitosa, it's not enough one lechi, you have to have two lechis, one on each side. Omar loy, so the Talmud answered back, V'chile soysme ani tzorech? What do I have to put another lechi for? Do I have to be soysem the movri to make it like a movri steamer or close it up the gamri? Omalei, Reb Elezer answered back, Enechanami, Yistain, close up this movri. Omabekach, what's so gefelech? Enechanami, you have two lechis, it's okay. Yeah, we'll soon see what the raya is now. The raya is, since he said the chilas soysem, you have to close it up, mashman is a good steamer here. It's mamish like two lechis and a kaira. That's going to be the havamina. Yeah, we're not explaining the havamina yet. We'll go by it. We have Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer of Shimon ben Gamliel. Lo nechluku be Shammai u be Hillel al movui shu pochus miyarba amois she'ein er tzorach klum. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that that we have a machlokes in the Mishnah that by Shammai holds you have to have two things, a koira and a lechi, and by Hillel holds no, either one is enough. The only machlokes where the entrance is wider than arba amos, but if the entrance is less than arba amos, he says, "Ein asar klum. You don't need anything." So the Mara soon going to ask, "What do you mean you don't need anything? Avad, if it's open alagamri on the fourth side, you should have to have something. What do you mean ein asar klum?" But he says, "Alman nechleku. Where is the machlekes beisham and beisilu? Arochov meyarba amis, where it's wide arba amis viyad eser between 4 amis and 10 amis. That's where the machlekes is. She beisham ayirmirim lechi yukayra." The Shammai is machmer to say you're only matir a movi with two, with a lechi and with a koira. Or be still laimrim, oi lechi oi koira. That's what Shimon Gamliel's shita in this machlekes. That Beis Hillel, where it holds you need either o lechi oi koira, but when? Only when it's dalad amis wide, up until 10 amis. But less than dalad amis, mashmi don't need anything, according to Shimon Gamliel. This is the braisa. Now, Zot Gemara. Ketani Mias, I call upon him when Reb Elezer answered back his Talmud, or forget, when the Talmud said to Reb Elezer, Ketani Mias, V'chilisoysme ani tzorach, when Reb Elezer told him, put up another lechi, he says, how come you're carrying this movi with one lechi, v'churi you have to have two lechis? So the Talmud answered back, V'chilisoysme ani tzorach, do I have to close up my movi legamri? That was his answer. Now, if you're going to tell me Reb Elezer Shitter is, he's so machmir, you need two lechis on two sides, and a kair on top also, then it's good. That's why the Talmud answered back, you want me to do so much? That's not much a good steamer you want me to do. Like, what do I have to have such a good steamer for? Eli Yarmit, but if you're going to tell me, lechiyayim b'lei kaira, no, Reb Elezer only needs two lechiyayim, a lechi on each side, but no kair on top. Why did his Talmud answer him back? My lesoismai. What does it mean lesoismai? It's not called such a big steamer. And the Gemara, that's not shver. Hochi koma. Vechi lesoismai v'lechiyayim ani tzorech. Enechnami, to have two lechis, is he also answered back. Do I have to be soism this movi with lechiyayim? Do I have to have even two? Like Avad the Locha should be like Beisilo, that's enough to have either one lechi or one kaira. But what are you telling me to put two lechis for? That's why he answered back, V'chil soysme ani tzorech. So the Bakit said there's no raya then.
What's the
get of
one lechi or two lechis?
A bigger steamer. We'll see in a bigger steamer, bigger than mechitza. A bigger steamer, a more chash bazach. Lechi is meshur mechitza, so you have a little bit on both sides, it's a chash bazach. We'll soon see. By chotzi, we have that like that. We'll soon see the chil between a chotzer and a movi. Yeah. So the kid said there's no right clue what Reb Elezer holds. Reb Elezer holds you have to have two lechis. It's not mukhah, does he need a kairu also or not? But the loch is not negay. We don't pass like Reb Elezer. So the more now, Omamar, the Christ before said, Omar Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo nechluku be Shammai u be Hillel al movui shepochus miar bamus, shein at saraklum. There's no machlokes. If it's less than dal damus, you don't have to have anything. Shein at saraklum. Predimara Ivo Anan Tanan, we learned Mishum Reb Elezer, Omar Talmud Echod, Lefnei Reb Akiva, I and our Mishnah it says Fakert, and the Mishnah it says, Lo nechluku be Sharmil be Silum, Al Movo Yishu Pochus me Arbamois, Shunitir Oibelechi Oibekoira. As in our Mishnah it says, true, there's no machlokes be Sharmil be Silum, where the opening is less than Daodamis, But what do you mean there's no machlekes? They both hold that you need either a kairu or a lechi. But at Kol Panim, nobody says that you don't need anything. So how could Rav Shimon Gamliel say that where it's less than, it's not even wide, a dalad amis, you don't need anything? Amar Rav Ashi, this is the pshat. Amar Rav Ashi, hochi kamar. This is what Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say. Ein etzorech lechi v'kairu kebei shamai. In the case where the opening is less than dalad amis wide, so pshita, that even according to Bei Shammai, you do not have to have a lechi and a kairu. Hu adin v'loy lechi yayim k'reb lezer. You don't have to have two lechis according to Reb Lezer. Because Reb Lezer also didn't say yeshit in such a case, where it's less than dalad amis wide. Elo, what do you have to have in such a case? Oy lechi yoy kairu k'bei silul. Everybody's masking, all you need is just a lechi or a kairu k'dibre bei silul. That's pshatim in Shimon Megamliel. He's more or less saying, like we have in our Mishnah also. That was the Amat Talmud Echlof Nei Rabbi Kiva. But Nechko B'Sham Mesil Amovi Shapachas Mi'abamis Shul Nitei Rabbi Lechi Yabi Kairu. But Kol Panim Halacha is not Nogeya, because Halacha we hold like Beis Hillel, no matter how wide the Mavi is, up until 10 Amis, even 10 Amis wide, still is kosher either with a Kairu or with a Lechi. So the Gemara V'Kama. What does V'Kama mean? I mean, Zodrashi V'Kama. Yei Pochus Roichvoy Me'arba Amos V'Yei Tzorach Tikun. Hey, how wide does the Mavi have to have the opening that you need some tikkun? Mashmir, if it's so small, the opening is so small, there's a point that you don't need a tikkun at all. Even though it only has three walls, but if the fourth side that's open is a very small opening, you don't need a tikkun at all. Now, what side is that for Kama? Oma Rav Achli Vitema Rav Yechiel Ad Arba. Until four tfachim. The opening has to be, the Pesach has to be at least four tfachim wide. If it's less than four tfachim wide, if it's less than dalat tfachim, afilo ain't a rochev ela amo, it's only one amo wide. If it's one amo or five or four tfachim, then you need a tikkun, either a lechi or a kairum. Avo bepochas miarba, that's the chiddush. If the opening is so small that it's less than dalat tfachim wide and it's sarach klum, then you don't need anything. Even though you don't have a din lovud here, it's still more than three tefachim wide, but our koponim, you don't need a tikkun. Since it's less than dalat tefachim wide, you don't need a tikkun at all. Adarba. Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yim Yibaraba. Omer Rav. Moedim chachom l'Rabbi Eliezer. Se chachomim al moedit Rabbi Eliezer v'pasei chotzer. That by pasei chotzer, a chotzer has to have two lechis. The Reb Lezer says now, Mishnah, when you want to be Matir or Movui, you have to have two lechis. On both sides of the entrance, you have to put up a lechi. Now, Reb Yirmi is saying that by a chotzer, everybody holds, you have to have two pasim. A pas by a chotzer is the same thing as a lechi by a Movui. Like the top Toysis. Toys says, V'pasei chotzer. Toys says, V'kosher. The gabe Movui, Noket Loshen Lechi. How come all over the Movu we use the Loshin Lechi? The Gabi Chotzer Nokat Loshin Pas. The Kula Shmaitum. Afa Gav Dishneya Mashu. They're both come out the exact same thing. We'll soon see just at the Shaila what's called the Movui and what's called the Chotzer. But whatever is called the Chotzer, by Chotzi Zicha have to have two Pasim, which means two Lechis at the entrance. By a Chotzer. And a Pas and a lechi could be a mashu. We don't hold like Rabbi Yosi. You have to have dal gimel tfachim. It's enough to have a mashu. So the kids are pas and a lechi is the same halacha. So even though by a movi, all you have to have is just one lechi, but when you're talking about a chotzer, according to everybody, a chotzer needs two lechiyayim, which is called two pasim. You know, two pieces of wood standing up by the entrance of a chotzer if the fourth wall is open legamri. Trashi, the pasay chotzer im nifrit solo mokim also lo tzricho shiur mishnei tzidehom. As you have a chotzer and the fourth wall was broken down legamri and it's opened up in front of it is a reshus rabim or a karmelis, so it's only mutter to carry in the chotzer if there's something left over on the two sides. There has to be like two lechis on the two sides of the chotzer. That's what you have to have.
Sorry.
Yeah, weiter.
Chotzer. Pasei Chotzer. So now, Rav Nachman Omar Halacha Kriyab Eliezer B'Pasei Chotzer. And Rav Nachman says, that's Halacha. The first Maranyam also said, he said everybody's maskim. Rav Nachman says, you should know Halacha is Kriyab Eliezer B'Pasei Chotzer. That by a Chotzer, like we're saying, everybody holds in the fourth wall, you have to have two lechis. Two pieces of wood, one on the right side, one on the left side. Omar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Man Moidim. Who is Moida? Rebbe. You're telling me now that Rebbe is Moida to Rebbe Eliezer. Now he says Halacha, and you're also saying Halacha to Rebbe Eliezer. Since you're saying Halacha, Luchura, Mechlau, the Pligi, Mashma, there's still a Machloikis, that somebody holds, even by a Chotzer, it's enough just one Lechi, just one pass on one side. So the Gemara Enechanami, Rabbonin. There is Takam on the Yom, and it's the Rabbonin. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Chotzer, Niteres, a pass Echot. If you have a chotzer, you have your back, your front yard, and you have three walls all around it. The fourth wall is open, the gamri. How are you matter to be able to carry inside? What do you have to do on the fourth wall? So the rabbanon say, all you need is just pas echad. That's like a lechi. Just have one piece of wood sticking up. That's enough. Rebbe Yoimer, v'shnei pasen. Rebbe holds no. A chotzer needs two pasen, like two lechis. Only by a mavi do we hold like Beis Hillel, either a lechi, one lechi is enough. But by a chotzer, the lochu is like Rebbe, you have to have two passes. Yeah. So the Gemara. Oma Rebasi, Om Reb Yechanan. Chotzer tzricho shnei passen. Also like this. That Reb Yechanan also passes like this. That a chotzer has to have two passen. It's not enough just one lechi. You have to have two lechis by the entrance to a chotzer. In order to be metalful inside the chotzer. We'll soon see l'maisel aloch, how come whenever we make an Erev, we always use the Tzuras HaPesach. The Chura, we ever make a private Erev in front of your house or in your alleyway in the house, the Chura, all our alleyways is just a Chotzer. And the Chura Chotzer should be at most enough, with two lechi should be enough. We'll soon see the Halacha why we're always makvid to have a Tzuras HaPesach. But Mikir Adin, a Chotzer is enough just with two lechis. Abidi opening is not more than 10 amas wide. If it's 10 amas wide and more, then Shiti you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Then any time the opening is only 10 amas or less, Mikar Adin, a chotzer just needs two lechis, that's all. You don't really need the Tzuras HaPesach on top of it. Reb Yechon also holds, you need two. Amr Basim, Reb Yechon, a chotzer, shvichah, shnei pasen. Omer le Reb Zeira le Rabasi. Mi Omer Reb Yechon, hochi, is it true that Reb Yechon says that a chotzer on the fourth wall needs like two lechis, needs two pasim, two pieces of wood, one on the right side, one on the left side. I vo'atu the yarmut mishmed Rabbi Yechinen. You goof is said over in the name of Rabbi Yechinen. You goof is said over that pas a chotzer tzricha shia behem dalit. That the pas, the wall of the chotzer has to be at least dalit tzvachim wide. Is this piece of wood? It's not enough like a lechi, which is a mashu. It has to be dalit tzvachim wide. It has to be. That's what you said over in the name of Rabbi Yechinen. Now. And you're telling me now, Rabbi Yochanan says, how many pasim do you need by a chotzer? You need two. You need two pasim by the chotzer. Maybe you'll tell me, there's no stira so far. True, Rabbi Yochanan holds a pas has to be dalat tefachim wide. You said before you need two pasim. So what's shver? I'll tell you, every chotzer, when it's open on the fourth side, you need one pas on the right side, dalat tefachim wide, and another pas on the other side, dalat tefachim wide. Now this is the kashim. For the more about Tony Ravada Barvimi, Kaime the Rebbe Chanina, the Yamrilo Kaime the Rebbe Chanina Bar Papi, that Ketano Bieser, O Gdoilo Biachas Asoro. We had before the case where Chotze Ketano opens up to a Chotze Gdoilo, and it's Paras Bemluya, it opens up Lagami. And still we said, what is the case? That one is, the bigger one is 10 Amis, the bigger one is 11 Amis, and the smaller one is only 10 Amis. Yeah. Picture 157. That's what we're saying all the time. That the Chotze Ketane is only 10 Amis wide, and the Chotze Gedolo, the bigger one, is 11 Amis wide. So if it's 11 Amis wide, how many are now the big Chotze, the Locher is, you're allowed to be metaltel in the big Chotze. Why can you metaltel in the big Chotze? Because to say it has three walls, and the fourth wall you have two pasim, one on the right side, one on the left side. Before it goes into the Chotze Ketane, there's a little bit gifufim. Now, if the big one is 11 amis, that's one amma more than this one. So how much is it sticking out on each side? Only three tzvachim. It's three tzvachim on the right side, three tzvachim on the left side. So this is the kasha. How could Rabbi Yechon say a pas has to be dalat tzvachim, and you have to have two pasim? Why is the chotzer gedolah mutter?
the chotzer gedolei, even if it has two pasim, but each pas is only gimel tefachim wide. It can't be each one four tefachim, because since the small chotzer is 10 amos wide and the big one is only 11 amos wide, comes the size is only three tefachim wider on each side. So the pas for the chotzer gedolei is only three tefachim on each side. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to have two pasim, and he says each pas has to be dalat tefachim. So how could that be? And for the Gemara, the Teretz is like this. Ki solak Rabbi Zeira miyami, when Rabbi Zeira came up, some say it means from the Yam, some say it means from the name of a place. He asked Yolim in a Yam. When he came up from the Yam, Pirsha, he said a Teretz is like this. Beruach achas biyarbo, like there's no stira. If you want to be mati rechotzer, just on one side to put up a path, the path has to be arba tvachim wide. Enechanami. If you put up a path by the fourth side of the chotzer, four tvachim wide, that's matter just with one. Abed mishtei ruchais mashu, lekan or mashu lekan. But if you want to be matter a chotzer with two pasim, then all you need is like a lechi, a mashu on the right side and a mashu on the left side. So mel is good why the chotzer gedoyla is mutter. Because the chotzer gedoyla, it has two pasim, one on the right side, one on the left side. And Rabbi Yechanan said, you can eat two pasim. I, Rabbi Yechanan said, a pas has to be dalat tefachim. That's only when you want to be matir with one pas. But when you want to be matir the chotzer with two pasim, then it's enough, two mashus. Two mashus is enough. So it's good why the chotzer gedel is mutter, like a picture 157. Because you have two, more than two mashus on each side. I, Rabbi Yechanan said, it has to be dalat tefachim. That's when you want to be matir with just one pas. One pas is enough if it's dalat tefachim wide. For the Mora I, for the Tony Ada Baravimi, Rebbe he, for Savalok Kreb Yosi, Girsa should be like the Bach says, for the Tony Rav Ada Baravimi, that what? That he gave a teretz before Faker, that he said that he holds like Reb Yosi, that the pasim has to be Gimel Tfachim wide, and you would have to need two pasim here, and both have to be Gimel Tfachim wide. So we're saying now, when you have two pasim, it's enough for mashu. And for the Gemara, that's Rebbe he. That was Rebbe Shita. V'savolok Reb Yosi. And Rebbe holds like Reb Yosi. That Reb Yosi Shita was, that if you have a pas, of each pas has to be Gimel Tfachim. That's what the pas has to be. So Rashi, Rebbe he. V'savolok Reb Yosi. T'yomah lechi rochem shloisha tfachim. That's taka Reb Yosi Shita. That each lechi, even a lechi by a mavui, has to be Gimel Tfachim boy. Rabbi Yechanan, it says now, if you have two pasim, it's enough for mashu. Aliba the rabbonin komar, the pas to kamri rabbonin arbo tvachim hu. That's only if you have it on one side. Uvishnei ruchais, sagi vishnei mashin. If you have two pasim on both sides of the chotzer on the fourth side, it's enough for mashu on each side. Rabbi before said you need gimel tvachim. That's because Rabbi goes according to Rabbi Yosi. That's Rabbi Shita. But Allah, we hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that when you want to be matir chotzer, either you have to have a pas, a piece of wood on one side, rochiv dalat tefachim, or else you have to have two pieces of wood on each side, it could be even a mashu, like a lechi is. Yeah. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, chotzer niteres bepas echot. He holds no, a chotzer just needs one pas. Hey, just like a mavui is mutter with one lechi, who adin a chotzer is mutter with one pas. Omalei Abai the Rabbi Yosef, mi Omer Shmuel Hochi, is it true that Shmuel said like this, that a chotzer only needs one pas, like one lechi, v'yomalei Shmuel l'Rav Chananya. Shmuel told Rav Chananya, bar sheila, at loy tevet uvda, don't be matter any chotzer, elo oi b'roiv doifin, either on the fourth wall, you're going to have roiv mechitza over the pirtza, that means more mechitza than there is space, oi b'shnei pasen, or else have two pasim by the chotzer. But I call upon him, Klor, Shmuel was not matter with one pas. So how could you say Shmuel said one pas is maspik? Here it says, either you need roiv of the mechitza, or else you need two pasim. Or Malay, he answered back, V'yano lo yadana, I don't know anything. Or V'diyuvde, V'yano there was a maisa. V'dura derusa, in this place, in this movi, in this place, that the maisa was, Loshen yam ha-nichnas lechotzer. A loshen means like a tongue. In other words, the river came into the chotzer. An overflow of the river came into the chotzer. Like you have a picture 158, that there was a yam outside the chotzer, and the water started to come inside the chotzer, like broke through the mechitza, on the fourth mechitza of the chotzer, and the water started to come in now. It's called a lashon, like it looks like a tongue came into the chotzer. Yes, it was the ma'isa, that lashon yam hanichnas lechotzer. The water from the yam came, broke through the fourth wall, and Rashi says, now it was poros b'mluya, it broke down the whole fourth wall, and the water started to come in now. Is heavy, that was the ma'isa. The Yosla came to Rabbi Yehuda, came to Rabbi Yehuda, and he told him, you know, if you want to be matu in order to carry in this chotzer now, or else to be able to carry the water into your house, you have to put up one pas, like one lechi. On one side, put up a lechi, that's all. Like a picture 158, like the bays, is just one lechi there. That's all it was matu. So, Huri Yisifa cares, one pas is enough. Omale, he answered back, there's no raya. Loshen yam kamrit. You're telling me a case by yam where the water came into the chotzer. Alamo by water, the Rabbanan gave special kulis, litzerich, in order to be able to carry the water into your house, the Rabbanan gave special kulis. I'll tell you, kalhu shekilu chacham b'mayim. The Rabbanan made a special kulis, dafki here by water. By mayim, we're very makel. What's the rayim? So, Mela, I'll tell you, by a regular chotzer, if the fourth side is open, the gamri, you have to have two pasim avadim. Only here, where water came into the chotzer, and it's a question, should we be maker that you're allowed to carry the water into your house? Here we'll make it with one pas. What's the raya by mayim we'll make? Kidaboy menei Rebbe Tavla mirav. Rebbe Tavla yes kishala from Rav. Mechitza tluya. Mechitza tluya means, let's say you have mechitzas hanging in the air. They're not touching the ground. They're more than gimel tfachim off the ground. So the shalom is, do you say good achis or not? Do we say the mechitzas that are hanging in the air, can we see as if they come down to make a reshus yachar on the floor? Or else, like here, you have picture 160 or 159, where the guy has like a balcony sticking out of his house, and there are four mechitzas around there. So the shalom, do we say the mechitzas go straight down to the floor, that you'll be able to put a bucket in here to get up the water? So mechitzas tluya mahu. Is it mutter or mechitzas hanging in the air? Do we say the mechitzas good achis? The mechitza goes down to cover all four sides, and you have a shusayachid there. Mao shetatir b'churba is a mutter in a churba. It means, let's say you have a balcony sticking out of your house, and underneath the stam churba, dry land. Omale, he told him, no. On dry land, there's no heter. A mechitza tluya materis elabamayim. Only in such a case like here, or outside your balcony, there's a river there. And you want to now, like a picture 159, you have the bucket on the bottom. You want to fetch the water and bring it up to your balcony. So if your balcony is sticking out and there are mechitzas coming up, you tvocha mohay on your balcony, and it's more than dalad by dalad. So here we say good aches. We look as if the mechitzas mamish go down to the river. So in that hole where your balcony is, straight down is Rishus HaYochid. So you're allowed to put your pitcher down there and fetch up the water, bring it back into your house. The Rabbanu were making the gear to schlepping water into the house, and they said that a mechitza hatluya is muteris. We talk and say, good aches, the mechitzas go down. But if in front of your balcony would be dry land, on dry land we don't say it. Kalhu shekilu chachom b'mayim. The Rabbanu gave a special cooler by mayim, the tzara getting water, they were making. So Kopanim can't bring many raya from this chotzer. We said that the water broke through on the fourth side, like picture 158. And we're saying there's a cooler here. You're allowed to use one lechi. Because nageyas are taking water into your house. The Rabbanan will make it. It's a tzorach Shabbos. The will make it with small coolers. You can bring it into your house. Let's see Rashi. Loshen yam shenichnas lechotzer hu. Uportzu hadoifim b'meluyay. Hey, the whole fourth wall got broken down. The yam came in and broke down the fourth wall. So how was it mutter to carry? L'etzrichu el pas echad. Just put one pass, like one lechi, at the entrance. You're allowed to fetch the water inside. You don't consider it like a karmelis to chotzer now, since it's porous to the yam, because the yam is the karmelis, and carrying it into your house should be to rishus yochid. We say no, it's mutter. So here you see one pass is enough. The teretz is shekilu chom b'mayim lemalois me'am ma'idei tikkun kolshu. Negei to schlepping in water, the rabbanim will make it with a tikkun kolshu. Kideboy minei al me'yesh loka b'mayim. Shein came b'mokam achel loka nokat churba. The darkeli yashom mechitzas luyas ela b'mayim ha'goyin gezustru ashilamale min hayam. Like this balcony sticking out of your house over the yam. The parakeitz mishtatzim. We'll see about it more in the mesechtim. Yeah. So the Gemara Koponim Mikol Mokim Kasha, what's Nagain to us, there's a steer in Shmuel Koponim. So Rashi Mikol Mokim Kasha the Shmuel the Shmuel. That one place Shmuel said you have to have two passim, and one place Shmuel was matter with one pass. So here we have a steer in Shmuel. How many passim do you need by a chotzer? Rabbi Kol Mokim Kasha, and the Gemara Kiyosi Rav Popom for Rafuna Bred Rav Yeshua. Mi vei rav. When they came back from vei rav, Pirshu, they explained it like this. Meruach achas bi'arbo. If you want to put a, like we said before, if you want to use only one path on one side, ain't a chanami, but it has to be dalat fachim wide. You have to put up a nice big long wood, dalat fachim wide. That's what you have to have. Mishtei ruchos. If you want to put those two pasim on both sides of the entrance to the chotzer, then mashu lekan or mashu lekan. Like we answered before, not talocha. If you want to be matir a chotzer, it's enough two lechis of mashu on each entrance to the chotzer. Yeah. You get Omer Rav Papa. Yi kashli, if I have any kashis, ho kashli. This is what's shver to me. Diom alei Shmuel l'Rav Chananya b'Shelo that Shmuel told Chananya b'Shelo at loy tevad uvda don't be mad to this chotzer elo oy beroyv doifin. He said a case where you have a chotzer and the fourth wall got broken down. There's no fourth wall to the chotzer. So he said the only way you're mad to carry in this chotzer is on the fourth side. Either oy beroyv doifin, make sure there's rov wall. There's more wool there than there is pirtza, like in picture 161, that there's more of a mechitza than there is pirtza. That's what we said it could be matter. Eloi brave doifin, oi bishnei pasin, or else you have to have two pasin. That's poshut. If you have two pasin on two sides of the chotzer, that's mutter. Now the kasher is lo mali rov doifin. Why do they say you have to have rov of the mechitza up? There has to be more mechitza than there is pirtza. Lechura bepas arbasagi. We're saying now if you have a path, you have a piece of wood or the wall that's dalat fochim wide. That alone is enough. So why do you have to have that more than dalat? Mashal, let's say it's 8 amis wide. So you're gonna have to have now 5 amis. The path has to be 5 amis. The kashin why? Once the pass is dalat tochim, it should be mutter. We're saying now that a chotzer is mutter with one pass if it's rochiv dalat tochim. So why here do you have to have the pass, this wall, roif? V'chitaymo my beroif doifin. But doifin shiva, I tell you, we're talking about the whole entrance is only 7 tochim wide. That's what the chotzer is talking about. It's 7 tochim wide. So v'zoy debarbo, hevel roif doifin, senechanami. The reason why he says roiv doifin, that's called dalat tochim. If you have roiv, means you have four out of seven is roiv. So that's why it's mutter with one pass. Obazefet emar vaita lo muli arbo tushver. What do you have to have? Arba four v'chur b'shloisho mashu sagi. It should be enough with three, and a mashu should be enough. If the whole entrance is only 7 tochim wide, so if you have 3 tochim of a pass and a mashu, it should be mutter. Why? We had before that bechlau, when you need a heter to a chotzer, only if the entrance is at least dalat tfochim wide. If the entrance is less than dalat tfochim, you don't need a heter at all. So once you're going to tell me that this path standing here is more than 3 tfochim, come to say, how much is the entrance? Less than 4 tfochim. If it's less than 4 tfochim before we had, you don't need a heter at all. Have the Gemara, boy, you say more, can be chotze, can be movi. There's no stirum. When will we make it before? Only by a movi. By a movi, we're more makel. So there, if the entrance is less than dalat tfochim, then you don't need anything. By a chotze, even though it's less than dalat tfochim, a chotze still needs something. So Mel is good, why he said here, it has to be dalat tfochim. The boy, you say more, another teretz is, the rav achloi, gufa tenoihi. That din is a gufa machlokes tanoim. It's not so poshut. Even though the entrance to the mavui is less than dalat tfochim, it's a machlokes tanoim. Still, there's a shiti, and you have to have a heter. So, man, over here, it's good. Why he said then you have to have dafka the pas, the wall should be roiv of 7, which is like 4 tfochim. So, since you have roiv, therefore it's mutter. But less than that wouldn't be mutter, because since you're only putting the pas on one side, a pas on one side has to be dalat tfochim wide. Matan Rabbanan, Loshin Yam Hanichnas the Chotzer.
The same mice we had before, where the river came into the Chotzer. The river broke down the fourth wall and came into the Chotzer. Is Ein Memalon Himenu B'Shabbos.
You're not allowed to fetch the water now that came into the Chotzer and bring it into your house.
Elim came Yeshlo Mechitza Gevoya Yutvachim.
Unless there's a mechitza there, that's mamish gevoya yutvachim. You have to have a good mechitza at the entrance of the chotzer.
And weiter, b'medavom amurim, when do we say this? Shepirtzosoi v'yoysa miyasoro.
If the pirtzer is wider than 10 amas,
avol asoro, but if it's less than 10, ein soro klum.
Then you don't have to have anything.
If it's less than 10, you don't have to have anything.
Yeah. For the Gemara, it's shver.
Mimalo with Medaik now. Mimalo hudule malinen. Hotutule matatlinen.
We're saying now what?
That when the loshen the yam, when this yam came into the chotzer, you're not allowed to be mimalo. Means you can't carry the water into your house. Only if there's a mechitza gvoya yud. On the fourth wall, you have to have a mechitza yud tvachim hoy.
Mashma, if there's no wall, there's no mechitza at all on the fourth side, then just you can't schlep the water from the chotzer into your house.
But Masmer in the Chotzer itself, it could be Metaltum.
For the Gemara, Memalo Hudulay Melinun,
about Tatuli Matatlinun.
It's Masmer, if you want to carry in the Chotzer, it is Mutum.
Ivo Nifritz, the Chotzer of Muya.
What's there to carry in the Chotzer?
Since the river came in, it broke down the whole fourth wall. So how could it even be Metaltum in the Chotzer altogether?
Nifritz, the Chotzer of Muya, Lamakam Asala.
And for the Gemara, Hocha Bamayaskino,